Welcome to The Ether. Today is Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra each and every day. Find it using the link in the show notes. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Intern Capital AMA hosted by SuperTerra. Let's take a listen.
We'll just give it a couple of minutes and then let's get kicked off.
How we doing, everybody? I don't usually get on this side of the space, but, you know, it's the intern, SuperTerra. I mean, let's go.
Great to have you here. Just waiting for the intern account to accept my co-host kind offer, and then hopefully we can get rocking and rolling and exploring this excellent soon to happen mint that I think is due in just a few hours' time. I'm going to be staying up for that one, so get burning the midnight oil.
Yeah, come on, intern, get your shit together.
Yes, yeah, just to accept the co-host and you're up to the stage.
He probably didn't get the memo that it only works on mobile. I put 10 Luna on it right now that he did not, I bet you.
I think you're absolutely right. I think it's a common thing with first-time people stepping up to speak on these events. And it is poor that Twitter really haven't yet established an ability to speak via desktop. Certainly, with the technology I have, a fairly old phone, I'd be delighted once they can do that. Well, let's give the intern a minute to fire up the phone and press accept, and then we can kick off.
Oh yeah, I was right. He said, "Oh shit, I gotta log on in mobile. Hold on." Awesome. I hear that like in all the spaces I edit. I probably hear that at least like one out of every two or three spaces. They're like, "Oh, we got some difficulty. Hold on," and it's always that every single time.
Absolutely. Well, I've taken to letting people know in advance if they're asking me to do a space. I say, look, make sure you're on mobile, and then we can get things moving fairly quickly, because obviously without it, it's me monologuing, which no one wants. So let's get that mobile fired up, and then we can get kicked off properly. But yeah, I imagine, Finn, you hear that all the time. It's the old classic, isn't it? We're experiencing technical difficulties. Well, perhaps whilst we're waiting for a phone to be plugged in, charged, whatever's happening, I guess we can scene set here. So this is yet another exciting space. I had quite a few this week. This will be my last one, unless there's any surprise ones, before the Easter weekend. There are some more planned, quite a few more planned for next week. So, and essentially, the intern or inter NFT is set to mint in just a few hours' time. So, really, what we want to do is kind of give a little bit of love to the many interns who support learning, education, onboarding, and just giving that helping hand to people who are trying to, you know, get into and get a leg up in the in the Terror community. So a leg up includes switching on your mobile.
Yeah, just starting us off on a rough foot, intern. I mean, it's a good thing I'm here, because otherwise it'd just be Super Terra talking to himself. So we could definitely start chatting about the project, though. You guys all know Intern Cap. If you've done an NFT project anytime since, let's say, like November, and you've been on Terra Spaces, you've probably come through Intern Cap. Oh, here they are.
There
welcome.
We go.
Welcome.
There we go. Hey. To be fair, I didn't know I was going to do this until 45 minutes ago when Machu humbly offered me the role. So
marvelous. Well, great to have you here. And obviously now you're on mobile. That's all going to work. Blame Twitter, blame their technology. They absolutely, I guess they're trying to encourage everyone to use mobile. I just wish they'd allow a desktop option as well. So I think as Finn was ably stepping in there, talking about the Intern Capital project, excellent Discord, really friendly community. Obviously, we are literally mere hours away from the mint. So it'd be great, really, to kick things off now that you're on mobile. Just give us a little bit of background for those listening to this, or indeed listening back later. Thanks, as always. And it's great. I can directly thank you on this one. Thanks to my friends at Terra Spaces. You do an amazing job for the community. And a nice version of this will be available soon. I always issue the rough cut straight after, but I always caution that there's lots of pauses and blanks and that kind of 2 minute white noise at the start whilst we assemble. So without further ado, over to you, Abel, stepping in at 45 minutes notice, intern, for this exciting pre-mint spaces.
Yeah, first off, I just want to say thank you for allowing us to share our project on your Twitter spaces. So a basic overview of our project is, I guess the best way I would describe it is a ever-evolving JPEG. And how it is going to be ever-evolving is basically after Mint, which there are going to be 6,942 interns up for Mint in two phases, a whitelist and a public. And in the whitelist, it's going to be cheaper. It's going to be 42.69 UST, and then in the public, it's going to be 69.42 UST. So if you got a whitelist, you're lucky, you get it cheaper. So after Mint, not exactly after, but hopefully a few weeks, hopefully it won't be too long, you will open the Intern Capital site so you can stake your intern. And there are going to be two vaults you can stake it in. There's going to be one to obtain EXP and then one for gold. And this gold is going to be used in a secondary item shop where you basically buy more JPEGs to upgrade your intern. Like they're going to be merged together. So for example, on the desk, you could buy, I don't know, a McChicken that you can put on there, or a stress ball or whatnot. And then on the wall, you can have a poster of Doquan if you want. Whatever the artist puts on there, I think we might have Gavert step in, which everybody loves Gavert, so that'll be awesome. And draw some more JPEGs other than our original artist. But yeah, in the shop also, it's going to be based off tier. So the reason you would want to stake for XP is because, you know, you might have tier one items up to tier four being the more sought after items. And that's not for sure. I mean, it is for sure that we're going to have tiers, but what the highest tier is going to be is not for certain yet. And yeah, that's a good overview of what the Intern NFT is going to look like.
Excellent. So it's an NFT that you can essentially upgrade over time. And obviously, great shout out there with Gavert, who is an absolute star of the space. And I love his short videos. Very, very entertaining and very nice guy. So great to have Gavert. You obviously alluded there that there's another artist. And obviously, please feel free to name check them in a moment if you wish. Or if they want to remain anonymous, that's absolutely fine as well. So obviously, in terms of, so you talk about gold and XP. Talk me through the difference between the two of those.
Okay, so the XP is basically going to level up your intern. Your interns can, you know, it gets enough XP to become level one. Then you can buy items in the next tier. And then it gets to level two, you can buy items in the next tier. And then gold is actually going to be the currency. So like, if you wanted to buy a poster of Doquan, that could be tier four and it could be worth like 750 gold, which then will be taken out of your account once you purchase it. So they're for separate things. And
are the plans for people's interactions in the Discord to gain XP in the more traditional way, or is this purely linked to the NFTs?
Nothing for certain yet on that, but we were talking about possibly implementing rewards for bounties, like bounties that we would post in the Discord. But that is not for certain yet, but it definitely is a possibility for us to post bounties and maybe gain XP or gold.
Excellent. And one question I often ask is, obviously, you know, when you start a project, you know, the NFT element of this project, obviously the project's been going for some time, it's a really successful one. Are you planning to sort of put things out to the community? Are you looking to create a DAO, get that kind of interaction in terms of shaping that next phase of the roadmap?
Oh yes. We're 100% looking to make a DAO. We want to push this community. We want people to come in, help with the project, you know, put out their own ideas. Because that's really what, other than this NFT intern capital, really, we want to bring in all types of talent, whether it's marketing, coding, financing. We just want to bring in all types of people. So yeah, I think definitely a DAO is going to be in the future for us.
Excellent. And given the mint's imminent, do you want to kind of share the exact timing for people sort of listening in so they know when to set their alarm clocks for if they're planning to sleep beforehand? And importantly, I could guess about the mint price, the 69.420, I'm guessing. But I just wondered about the thinking around the pricing, just you know, the number itself.
Well, intern capital for the past 7 months since it was created has been a meme, basically. And we're finally getting out of that shell. But it started out as a meme, definitely. Like, I remember when I joined back in September, I was put in a room with Neuro, and he just asked me these crazy questions that I had to answer. And I had to prove to myself that I was worthy and possibly could one day be a meme lord for intern capital. So another thing we said was everything was a meme until proven otherwise in intern capital. Like, this intern FT definitely started out as a meme until one day we were like, wait, we can actually do this. And we have like a pretty good roadmap. We have an idea of what we can do to make ourselves different. So we just went with the two biggest meme numbers that you could think of, just to glorify what intern capital is all about.
And that worked because I got it. I thought that's too quirky to be just a random number. I figured there had to be a story there. And in terms of collection size, and I guess traits as well. Anything more you can tease out before the interns are released upon the world later on?
Yeah, yeah. So like I said again, we're having 6,942.0. Interns in our collection. And something I didn't mention earlier about staking is there's actually going to be a metric for to control how long you can actually stake. And we're just going to call that stamina. And your stamina is going to be directly related to this other attribute that will be hidden, but it will be calculated on the front end of our website. It's going to be called stress level. And the stress level is essentially calculated from the rarities of specific traits on the intern. So for example, the clothing it is wearing, if it's wearing a ripped suit, obviously it's going to indicate a higher stress level, and that's just going to upgrade your intern stamina. So the higher rarity you have for certain attributes, the longer you can stake your intern in a vault. And then we're also thinking of doing something where when you buy an item and you actually upgrade your NFT from the secondary shop, that will also increase your stamina. So basically it's not just evolving in looks, it's also evolving in utility. Like, it's going to be able to be staked longer. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Well, I guess in terms of sort of upgrading, it's an interesting concept and I like it. I've seen it very successfully done in other chains. Obviously, how long after the initial mint of the interns are you planning to launch, you know, those secondary items and everything else? As you mentioned, staking's coming in a few weeks' time, but is the additional items, the upgradable opportunities, are they planned to land at the same time?
The same time as the mint, is that what you're asking?
As the staking.
Oh, okay. Staking it's a little simpler in terms of development. So we're going to launch that before our secondary item shop. So you'll be able to accrue gold and XP during that time. But the item shop, I don't want to give an exact, I don't want to like give a date because I don't want to overpromise and not deliver. It's not some, I'm not going to give it's going to be within the next quarter though, for sure. So within quarter two or definitely cool. Early quarter three at the latest, I would say.
Excellent. So one to keep an eye on and obviously yes. build forwards. So I guess I think that's nicely covered the mint itself. Whilst you've got the floor on the spaces, is there anything else you'd like to share with the community? Kind of any up and coming plans, or again, use this as an opportunity to get more people into the Discord. And it's a great Discord. It's a friendly one. One of the 100 that I'm in. I do need to at some point spend some money on Nitro. But for now, I'm in 100 max down. It forces a sort of discipline. But anything else you'd like to sort of share with the platform?
I think. Go ahead. No, you're doing great, intern. You continue.
Okay. I just wanted to say, one thing about intern capital is we want people to come in that are, honestly, we like people that are newer to the community because, one, we can mold them, but also that's just like one of our goals. We want to get new people in who aren't that knowledgeable. We want to teach them. That's one thing that Intern Capital is hopefully looking to do. We want to start maybe opening workshops in our Discord and maybe hosting Twitter spaces just to teach the newer people. But I just want to say that anyone who's out there and they want to get their feet wet in the community, just come on in. We'll welcome you with open arms and you can get to work. I mean, our head intern Machu came not too long ago, like three or four months ago, and he worked his way up. He's the epitome of an intern from nothing. Like, I don't think he was really a name in the community, and he's now our head intern running things. So, I mean, anyone can do it. Just join our Discord.
Fantastic. And what I love about that is it epitomizes the egalitarian nature of the Terra community. As someone who's kind of started these spaces a few months ago, I know that there's an appetite and an opportunity for people to flourish if they want to do it. So no, that's a great story. I think anyone listening to this really should step forward, give it a go, and it really is it's a land of opportunity. That's one of the things I could wax lyrical around in terms of the whole Terra community is that whole the friendliness as well and the legs up that people give each other to sort of support and encourage. It's great. It really is great. So I don't know if Finn, if you want to chip in with anything else, inspirational words. Otherwise, we can probably wrap this up. A very nice, neat, concise spaces, really, which is lovely.
Yeah, just in terms of like having an idea of what we've kind of done since memeception, we have a intern intake form currently with 76 potential interns in there. And it's a form I made when we first like started really getting going with Terra Spaces because we were bringing in a lot of projects to do interviews. We would do all our interviews there. And then they'd be like, oh, hey, you have like a job postings, or hey, do you know someone that can do this? And so we made a form that people could fill out and we figure out what they're into and what their passions are and kind of questions like, if you didn't have to depend on money, like if money was no issue, like what would you do? Like what would you want to do? I feel like a lot of people are kind of like stuck under having to do something because they have to rather than being able to do something that they want to do. And so we want to figure out like, what is that thing that you want to do? Because I bet you we know a project or a protocol or a community that needs that assistance. And so it went from zero to, like I said, currently we have 76 potential interns in there. And we don't really do as many shows anymore because obviously so many spaces and hosts much, much better to listen to than me. I'd rather just be behind the scenes editing. But we have like a great trove of just like people that they took the time to fill the form out, which says that, they do want something. They want to like be a part of this. And I think that's like, that's really important. And so we're going to like keep building that. And this is just a way to kind of help bootstrap that and to feed some of these interns that have been doing work. I mean, we have interns in pretty much every protocol across the ecosystem at this point. So it's pretty cool. If you want to hear about the early days, you can go to terraspaces.org. And if you hit content, there's a show there called Whispers by the Water Cooler. And that was like our intern alpha show, where we would gather the interns from across the ecosystem and we'd come hang out by the water cooler and just talk shop pretty much. It's kind of a shit show, but it's a fun shit show. So yeah, come down, hang out in the Discord with us and have a good mint, y'all.
Fantastic. And I think you almost underplay how pivotal that work you've done has been in terms of setting up what we now almost take for granted in terms of regular spaces and interactions. I think, you know, the podcast work as well. It's all very powerful. And I personally am very grateful to you for your contributions and support to the space. But I think really just to reiterate what you said there, what you're creating there is a beautiful and open pathway for anyone who's listening and says, you know, I really want to do this. How do I do this? I mean, I'm someone that's kind of stuck in those two worlds at the moment. I have a day job that pays my mortgage and things like that, all the boring stuff. But I do aspire to be ultimately more full-time fairly soon in this space. I'm sure many others are in that situation. And it's great to talk to others and learn and listen and see how those opportunities can develop and evolve. So, yeah, definitely visit Intern Capital. Do also visit terraspaces.org. There's an amazing treasure trove of information, podcasts, all sorts of great things on there, and I love dipping in and out. And I think certainly a shout out to Terra Spaces generally. You guys are awesome to keep up with editing all of the many hours of content that happen daily is commendable. So with that,
it's mind, definitely a grind. I think when I go on vacation here in a couple months, you guys will see, like, it'll get real quiet. But don't worry, I will be back. I have to go visit family every year. So what I do want to say, though, like, if you are interested in getting into this ecosystem, like, this is an ecosystem of builders and community. And it's one of those things where instead of just like asking what you can do, like, do what you want to do. And then if that's like, if others see that, like, yo, that's like super cool, that's super helpful, useful, like, let's integrate, then it builds and grows from there. But we see, like, in a lot of other ecosystems, people just kind of wait around and they're like, well, if I had this, I would build. But it's like, you got to just take that initiative. And I know it's like some situations are easier than others, but like, you got to find that motivation to just start building, like, whatever it is, whatever you're passionate about. And eventually, like, the rest will fall into place.
Yeah. I just want to emphasize that on that point, that you do not have to be a developer to build. You do not have to be a developer. I would say that the initial idea and the thought out concept of a future protocol, whatever you want to make, is equally as important as a developer. So, you know, if you want to join IntercAP, you do not have to be a developer. I mean, if you look at Trevor's story, it's pretty inspirational. He thought the same thing. He's like, I can't really do anything. I mean, I don't know how to code. I really have never coded in my life. And look at him now. He's running multiple projects, head of ticks. I mean, he also really likes the interns. So he's what we stand for.
And I think with that in mind, there's the kind of this, almost the doors ethos, build it and they will come. We almost have a start building it and they will come to help you build it. And I think that's the most powerful thing about Terra. So the ideation, the support, the development, I've got an idea and someone will just stand up and go, I can help with that. Have you thought about X? Have you thought about Y? And it's done in such a nice way. I think so many of my discussions kind of center around one person with an idea and a whole gang of people who just loved what they were trying to do and just wanted to lift them up and you know, take them forward. And I think that's kind of epitomizes why I think Terra is such a great community all round. So what I'll do is I'll give the last word to you guys, and then let's look to close out.
And yeah, I mean, that being said about being a developer, if you are, like, you'll get placed super quick. Obviously, there's like a shortage, and it seems like everyone that's learned to develop at IntercAP has been snatched up by some protocol or project pretty quick. So those are definitely sought after skills. But yeah, like, anything, we can like find you something to do. Like, even if it's, you know, going through show posts or writing articles, or like, there's so much content to be made on that side of the like non-development fence. And that's part of the intake form. Like the one of the first things is like, are you a developer? Yes or no. If not, like what kind of stuff do you want to do? Like community mods or posts? Like, where do you want to see yourself fit in? So, but yeah, definitely come check us out at intern.capitalterraspaces.org. We love y'all.
Excellent. Any last words from the intern?
Nothing here. Nothing here. I think we're all good.
Cool. Thank you very much. Always an absolute pleasure to host these, and particularly enjoyed this evening, and look forward to the mint in a few hours' time. One Planet, 69.420. Get involved, support a great project. Good night and good luck.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Intern Capital Intern FT AMA, hosted by SuperTerra, recorded on Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Intern Capital. Everyone knows interns make the world go round, so when it comes to picking out your interns, make sure you choose the best. The best, you say? That's right, the best. And everyone knows all the best interns come from Intern Capital. Be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter and keep an eye out April 14th for the Intern FT Mint launching on One Planet. Links are in the show notes. And for more information, check out intern.capital. Be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter for daily ship posts and stock tips. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Spending all my time trying to mint a little legendary. Everybody knows interns make a mess of everything when they compile the code. Acting like Trevor UST, leaking alpha everywhere they go. Take a mint full of commons, turn it into ramen. Staking all my JPEGs, you know I'm going all in. Yeah, fam, I've seen your rarity chart. If we're being honest here, this shit is barely art. You need to get yourself an intern FT so you can be free, stake and gain an XP. And intern, you'll see how a revolution works it. Intern Cap, we put the sir back in service. And don't get me started on all these little rug pulls. You need to find a better way or find a better hustle. Now, close your eyes and say it with me. Friends are not exit liquidity. Spaces.